Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takehiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, May 9th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san. I hope you had a good Golden Week holiday.
Yeah, I had. Yeah, good to be back.
Good to have you. And speaking of Golden Week, I know it's been over a week at this point, but because of the holiday, we weren't able to discuss the April BOJ meeting, and I don't want to I don't want to start the podcast out without you know using that as the starting point. So why don't we, or why don't you rather take our listeners through the highlights of the meeting?
The BOJ made no change to monetary policy at its April 27th to 28th monetary policy board meeting, but made the fixed rate GGB buying operations permanent. Previously, that was an ad hoc monetary operation tool. Following the downward revision to the assessment of the economy in March, the BOJ stressed further upside for inflation as compared to in March. There is still room to revised policy operations in the second half of this year. However, the BOJ probably will not make any changes to yield curve control operations as long as Governor Haruhiko Kudo remains in office. We feel the BOJ will not alter its yield control settings, but could begin to fine-tune its methods of supplying funds after the July upper house elections, which will be held between the July and October BOJ meetings. If firstly, inflation upside picks up, and second, the COVID-19 pandemic is contained.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. I mean, the how consistently dovish the BOJ is, you know, and arguably more dovish vis-a-vis the other, you know, central banks who are becoming, you know, hawkish. I mean, by these fixed rate buying operations, they're offering to buy an unlimited amount of bonds every single day, which really couldn't be more different than what's happening, you know, in the other major, you know, G7 and G10 economies. But I know because, you know, in conversations that we've had, the devil's in the details here. So as a follow-up to that, let's go through the nuts and bolts of BOJ monetary operations in practice during the month of April.
In April, BOJ supplied 5.9 trillion yen in funds, but monetary base expanded by less than 1 trillion yen, even though money was expanded by 12 trillion yen last April. By asset type, the BOJ bought 8.7 trillion yen of JGBs and 2 trillion yen of TDBs. The BOJ bought more JGBs through a series of fixed-rate JGB buying operations. On the other hand, COVID countermeasure operations subtracted a net 5.5 trillion yen as repayments caused the operation to shift from the monetary base supply side to the absorption side. In April, the COVID operation was one of the top absorbers of monetary base. The BOJ's series of fixed-rate JGB buying operations stood out in April, but Japan's monetary base did not expand as much as you might think because of net repayments of COVID operations. Looking ahead, the BOJ will supply yen funds primarily through JGB buy until the next implementation of the lending support program in June and the climate change countermeasure operations in July. COVID operations could see monthly net repayments. Japan's monetary base will shrink unless the BOJ keeps supplying money. So the BOJ will continue to buy JGBs.
That's fascinating. So you have a central bank that stands at the ready to buy an unlimited amount of JGBs, and if they don't do that, the monetary base shrinks. Not nearly as clear. When you're looking to the details there. So given all that and what we've learned, what should our listeners be watching for during the month of May?
From May onwards, investors should be watching, first, BOJ's JGB buying operations. Second, repayments of COVID countermeasure operations. And third, changes in the macro add-on balance, as these three factors could impact yen fund supply and demand. As end of April, the BOJ's share of holdings of the series 366 10-year GGB has risen to 76%. While the BOJ's share of the number 366 series will fall after the 10-year GGB auction May 10th, the BOJ's tilt toward the 10-year GGBs is clear. This had been skewing rates in a Tokyo repo market, and there is a clear shortage of JGB cash bonds. The BOJ's fixed rate JGB buying operations are concentrated in certain 10-year JGB series, and this tends to skew JGB rates. Over the near term, we think the BOJ will not rely too much on fixed rate JGB buying operations, but also mix in a same day and a temporary JGB buying operations to control the JGB yield curve to reduce these negative externalities. On April 27th, the BOJ extended 195 billion in government guarantee system financing and 43 billion yen in own and proper financing as part of COVID countermeasure operations. This was a big drop from gross implementation of 28.7 trillion yen in March. The BOJ has been dramatically cutting its COVID countermeasure operations balance in line with the decision reached at the December Monetary Policy Board meeting. Over the near term, repayments of COVID countermeasure operations will help keep Japan's monetary base from expanding and could cause it to shrink. Moreover, on April 11th, the percentage qualified deposit at the BOJ's macro add-on balance jumped to 13.5% from 6% the month before. In March, the BOJ ended the special deposit rate incentives 0.1% for regional banks restructuring. As alternative cash deposit pockets, the BOJ increased the macro add-on balance at 0% deposit incentive. The BOJ appears to have not only bought JGBs and made changes to COVID countermeasure operations, but also adjusted the incentive deposit rates for its regional bank restructuring program. The BOJ is testing its ability to skillfully control the JGB yield curve.
Yeah, it certainly is. That was super comprehensive. Thank you. You know, I think we'd be remiss, however, without ending things and not going through your outlooks across spot dollar yen, yen rate, and yen basis. So why don't I turn it back over to you?
While Tokyo markets are closed for the Golden Week holidays, Fed Chair Powell has commented that a 75 basis point increase is not something the committee is actively considering, ended up leaving a bigger impression than the 50 basis point rate increase and a quantitative tightening decisions at the May FOMC meeting. Dollar selling picked up as a result, and a dollar yen fell to 128.62. But dollar was bought back when the 10-year treasury yield hit 3.1% and dollar yen quickly recovered to the 130 level. Over the near term, inflation expectations could be impacted by the April CPI data due out May 11th and Europe's decision on banning Russian oil. In our view, we do not expect inflation to accelerate further, and I think price action will be mixed. We are less bullish on dollar yen and I expect the dollar yen to stay in a swinging range with return to a neutral bias, and the revise our expected trading range to 128.50 to 131.50. The yen swap rate curve has risen slightly and steepened. Yen rates were impacted only mildly as central banks around the world continue to make hawkish policy changes over Japan's Golden Week. But upward pressure on the JGB rates is milder than the dollar and the euro yields. The BOJ will control the JGB rates ahead of the 10 years on May 10th and 30 years on May 12th JGB auctions with daily fixed rate JGB buying operations. Upward pressure on a JGB rate curve will likely be clearer, but the effects of normalized daily fixed rate JGB buying operations will probably be tested. We expect the yen rates to return to a neutral bias from a downward bias. The yen basis curve has lacked motivation overall, except for the tightening of the Freeman zone. Yen basis movement could pick up after Golden Week, but many Japanese manufacturers have released their fiscal year 21 earnings results, and they could be reconsidering their business portfolio strategies for the fiscal year 22 based on the current dollar and spot rate assumptions. Holding companies may use yen basis as they consider yen financing, given the bigger dollar and the euro credit spreads. So the issuances on a Tokyo primary market will bear watching. Meanwhile, the securities investing flows on Tokyo secondary market will likely be mixed, with a mix of buying and selling as G10 rates rise. Over the near term, we expect movement to pick up, primarily from underlying demand after Golden Week, and revise our projected bias for yen basis from neutral to widening.
Okay, so neutral on both spot dollar yen and yen rate, but biased wider for basis. Great to know. Again, thank you for taking us through all that. I think that was a lot to cover, but I'm glad we got it in. Have a great one, Sakita-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.